preview report right here on Giants.com, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the Giants and Cleveland Browns, 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium on Sunday afternoon. The Giants are coming off that bad loss to Philadelphia last night on Sunday Night Football. They are at 2-2. The Browns are at 0-4, but they're in the middle of a 10-game losing streak dating back to last season. Now, I could sit here and go through the entire Giants injury report, but I'd be here for about 2 hours. So here are the basics. Hakeem Nicks not going to play foot and knee. That means Dominic Hickson will be in the lineup. You'll see a little Reuben Randle, a little Gerald Jernigan. We'll see if Ramsey's Barden is back from that concussion. Everyone else we'll see. Rolls knee, Deals knee, Hosley hamstring, Bowley hip. The list goes on and on. Check out Giants.com for the entire list. We have plenty more coming up on today's edition of the Preview Report. We'll hear from Perry Fuel, we'll hear from Kevin Gilbride, and we'll be joined by Paul Dottino. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag, brought to you by PSE&G, with Michael Eisen and Anita Marks.
Thank you, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for Eisen's Mailbag, and we kick it off, Michael, with George in West Milford, Connecticut, wants to know, how are the Giants going to replace Kenny Phillips this week when they face the Cleveland Browns?
The same way they did last week, I guess, which would be put Stevie Brown back there. Stevie played pretty well, better than pretty well in Philadelphia. Also, Tyler Sash has come off his four-game suspension, so they do have options. My guess is Stevie Brown, who has some experience in the league, will start, and Tyler's there if needed.
Next up is Rick in Manhattan, wants to know, with David Deal on the mend, who will start at both tackle spots?
If David Deal is healthy, David Deal, my guess, will start at right tackle, which is where he played prior to hurting his knee. And Will Beatty, who's played pretty well, will be the left tackle, and Sean Locklear will be the backup, kind of the swing guy.
And this is Pat in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, wants to know, how will the Giants split carries between Ahmad Bradshaw, Andre Brown, and, of course, the fan favorite, David Wilson?
He's the fan favorite because he's only had about 8 rushing attempts
exactly.
This year, although he has done very well on kickoffs. How are they going to split carries? That's a great big mystery. I'm sure Tom Coughlin doesn't want to reveal, but Bradshaw will start, obviously. And it'll be the same thing as it's been, which is he'll go with the hot hand. Unfortunately, in Philadelphia, there was no hot hand, and 19 carries, 57 yards, just didn't do it. I guess Bradshaw and Brown will get the first chances, and if neither of them really are doing anything, I wouldn't be surprised to see David Wilson in there and getting his shot.
And keep in mind, David Wilson, very explosive against the Eagles and special teams, and Cleveland Browns, their coverage units aren't that great as well, so who knows, maybe a repeat performance.
Let's hope so. He did very well last week on returning kickoffs. Now let's see him do the same thing at running back.
Again, Michael Eisen, Anita Marks, John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time to break down the game. To do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and, of course, a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, welcome. The Giants want to rebound at home against the Browns, but this is the type of game in the past the Giants have had some trouble with.
Well, you and I both know, John, the Giants are only a little bit above 500 at home since MetLife Stadium opened just a few years ago. And typically against lackluster opponents, at least statistically speaking, the Giants have not only had trouble, they've actually lost a lot of those games.
Last year, they barely beat the winless Dolphins when they showed up to MetLife Stadium in a very similar situation. But let's get down to the matchup. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. First of all, on defense, the Giants are going to have to deal with a multifaceted running back, rookie Trent Richardson. He was the third overall pick in the draft for a reason, and linebacker Chase Blackburn knows he's going to be a handful.
He's tough. You know, he's low to the ground, got big legs, strong legs, breaks a lot of tackles, and makes a good jump cut, really. You know, he gets out, and in the perimeter, he's got good speed. You know, obviously, he's a complete back, and, you know, we just got to, if we can crowd and start getting gang tackles on him, that's what we need to do.
And, Paul, Trent Richardson not only leads the team in rushing yards, also leads the team in receptions. A different type of running back than LeSean McCoy. He's a power back. He's going to try to wear you down.
Yeah, no doubt, John. He wants to run between the tackles first and foremost. But I'll give you something else about Richardson. You know, he does lead the team in catches, as you said. He's also their second most targeted receiver because they like to throw the ball short. You know, they got a rookie quarterback in Whedon, so they don't want to put him in too many risky situations. 44% of their pass plays are going to the short right of the field because they want to make him comfortable and they want to give Whedon more confidence.
But Paul, not your typical rookie quarterback. Whedon is 28 years old, though he has gotten more attempts the last 4 weeks, almost beat Baltimore on Thursday Night Football last week. And he's going to be going up against a very banged-up Giants secondary, something Perry Fuell is well aware of.
It's been a revolving door, we have not been fortunate enough to stay healthy. And, I think that the guys are working hard. They're doing the best job they possibly can to get back on the field and be with us. But, it's been a revolving door.
The Giants, on the other hand, Paul, will try to go down the field against a very banged up and suspect Brown secondary. Their top cornerback, Joe Hayden, is not going to play. He's still suspended. But Victor Cruz thinks the guys that will replace him and are in that defensive backfield still provide a challenge.
They want some good coverages, a lot of man-to-man, a lot of, single high pressures and things like that. So it's going to be a challenge for us. They don't press as much, on and off, but it's still going to be a challenge nonetheless, and as far as getting open and making some big plays.
Paul, Victor might like what he sees on tape, but the numbers are not pretty.
No, not much at all, especially when you go deep down to the left side of their defense. That's a place where teams have been able to pick on through the first month of the season, John. This is a defense that is in the bottom five of the NFL. They're giving up over 400 yards a game. And, you could talk about respect all you like. That's not a good number.
No, it is not. Kevin Gilbert, on the other hand, has a lot of respect for their front seven, especially linebacker DeQuell Jackson.
He's tremendous. I think he's unbelievable. That he's a good run supporter because he's got great speed and everything else. But where he's, I guess, because you don't hear a lot about him. I was surprised how he may be as good as I've seen in pass coverage. I mean, he does a tremendous job as reading the quarterback's eyes and getting a jump on where the ball's going, and they use him, even in man coverage, they'll use him, we call a funnel player. He's still the zone player, and he does a tremendous job of, he'll start that way, see the quarterback, look over this way, flip his hips, and get involved on patterns he really has no right to get involved in, and he's delivered some crushing blows, and he's made a couple picks that, they're very impressive. I know their record doesn't indicate that, but we look at them, they're playing very hard, and they put more pressure on the quarterback than maybe I expected. Again, looking at them statistically, they look like they're up around the quarterback. They're getting some sacks. And just as you said, I think their linebackers run very, very well. Right.
And, Paul, their front seven doesn't have a lot of names that NFL fans might be familiar with, but they are productive, they are young, they are fast, and they're pretty effective.
Well, especially the linebacking core, that's really where their front seven starts. Some teams want to rely on their defensive line. Others, when they look at their front seven, they want to go heavy linebacker. Well, clearly the Browns are heavy linebacker. Scott Fujita's there. You know how many plays he used to make with the Saints. Now he's with this team after coming off, all that off-season stuff that kind of sidetracked him a little bit. It looks like he's finally getting his legs. So the Giant running game is going to be a bit challenged against these guys.
And they have some big defensive tackles as well that know how to clog that middle. Paul will be back with us for the keys to the game in just a second. But first, let's go inside the locker room, where Nina Marks had a chance to catch up with Stevie Brown, one of the guys that will have to try to replace Kenny Phillips at safety this week.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Stevie Brown. And Steve, kind of talk about last week. I mean, unfortunately, Kenny Phillips goes down. You come in against the Philadelphia Eagles and Michael Vick. How do you feel you did last week?
I felt like I did pretty well. Most importantly, I did my job. And that's what it comes down to whenever you play. And I was able to come in, make a few plays, and learn and grow. And that's all really I can do.
Talk about what type of preparation you go into this week, knowing that there's a chance you might start in week five.
My preparation really doesn't change. I've always prepared like I'm going to play. And, I stay here. I watch film. I take film home. I watch it at the house. I always make sure I go through my ready list, my game list, my calls, and make sure I know all my checks and everything like that. So the preparation really doesn't change at all.
All right. So since you've seen so much film, rookie quarterback Whedon comes in a lot older. In fact, I think I read a stat. He's actually 2.5 years older than your starting running back, Ahmad Bradshaw. And he's a rookie quarterback for the Cleveland. So with that maturity level, but what have you seen from him, and what do you anticipate on Sunday?
I mean, Wheaton, he's a good quarterback. He can, like you said, he's older, he's more mature and everything like that. So he doesn't get as flustered as I guess you would say most rookie quarterbacks do. He's able to put the ball. He has good arm strength, and he can put the ball where he needs to put it. So, you know, you got to prepare for him like he is a vet. He does things very well at the line of scrimmage, and, you know, he's got to keep going out there.
And last but not least, let's talk about Trent Richardson. Comes into the league, is an absolute workhorse, and really is the main cog in their offense. Talk about him. And big guy, tough to take down as well.
Yeah, he's definitely a load. I remember when I first got drafted out to Oakland with Rolando. Rolando was like, yeah, Ingram's good, but wait till you see if we got the guy behind him. And he didn't lie. You watch him, he makes great cuts. He's a bowling ball. He's fast. He's strong. He takes more than one person. You got to bring it whenever you come at him. Arm tackles aren't going to get him down, anything like that. He is definitely a workhorse, and he's the number one person you got to stop on that offense.
Well, good luck against Cleveland.
Thank you.
All right, John, back to you.
Why, thanks, Anita. And now it's time for our keys to the game. We're rejoined by Paul Dottino. And, Paul, one thing the Giants have to do to beat the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, finally a 1 o'clock game. How about that?
Yeah, I like that, first of all, John. Really, Sunday at 1. Wow, what a unique concept. I'll tell you this, folks, for the first time this year, and probably for the first time in a long time, I'm going back to turnovers. We haven't used that one as a number one key in a long, long time. But Eli Manning threw a bad pick the other day in Philadelphia. And it cost the Giants points.
It really cost them the game in the end.
Not just a touchdown, but also they would have at least gotten three, I would have to have thought.
Of course.
So I'm going to say this. I don't think the Browns have as much talent as the Giants do on their 53-man roster. So if the Giants play clean football and don't turn it over, and, hey, don't give the Browns an opportunity to have a lead. They haven't had a lead once in three straight weeks. Don't let them think they're in the game.
Make them come back. You take Trent Richardson, their biggest weapon, out of the game as well.
Got
to. Paul, thank you very much.
You got it, John.
And that's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, for Michael Eisen, for Anita Marks, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com. Enjoy the game, everybody.